In Jewish folklore, there's a story told of the town drunk in a small town in Europe who got drunk from when Rosh Chodesh Adar began until the end of Adar. And once the Rav came to him and said, "I'm sorry, but we know in Halacha there's only one day in which drunkenness is officially sanctioned. That is the day of Purim." And the drunk with the tzimtzum in his eye responded, "I understand Haman. Haman wanted to destroy the Jewish people in the most efficient way possible. Now it's hard to imagine he can actually do it in one day. You think he really wanted to destroy all the Jewish people on one day of Purim? But Haman realized that if he would not be successful, the Jews would turn that day into a yontif. He didn't want us to have that many days of yontif, therefore he decided to pick only one day. But I'm not going to let him ruin my yontif. I know he really wanted to destroy us throughout the whole Adar, and I'm going to get drunk, indeed, through the whole Adar." With that Shikhar's approach, perhaps another reason Purim is an Adar is that it's the only month of the year in which we have 2 months sometimes, and therefore Haman could have been more efficient by using 2 months to kill the Jewish people. But Baruch Hashem, he was not successful, and we still have only one day of Purim, the day of Yudalid Adar Beis, Adar Sheni. And Halacha Maisa, the only time a person is allowed to get drunk is during that one day of Purim, and people try to maximize that day as much as they can. This year, of course, Purim occurs on Erev Shabbos. In Eretz Yisrael, there's more of it in Yerushalayim, especially, there's more of a complex issue. Purim is Shulash. Some parts of Purim are Friday, others Shabbos, others Sunday. But in Golus as well, anywhere outside of Yerushalayim, the issue of Purim being on Friday comes with its own halakhic complexities. For us, in Golus, the question is, when do we make the Suda? When should the Suda be? And there's two reasons to explore this. Firstly, of course, we know that on Purim, people are always busy with Matanos Levyonim, Mishloach Manos, and if so, it's hard to eat out time to have a Suda. Furthermore, of course, this year, not only thank God it's Friday, but thank God it's Purim. With Erev Shabbos coming, one has extra special halachic considerations in terms of when to make the Suda. If you would have asked me, the most opportune time to have the Suda on Purim would have been Leil Purim. No Shalach Manos, no Matanos Avyonim, Megillah, right after Tanis Esther. You can have a whole night of revelry and Suda. Why not? Why don't we have the Suda's Purim all years, but especially on Erev Pesach, on Erev Purim, Shechal Yos Be'erev Shabbos, when it's Friday, on Thursday night? This question is directly addressed by the Gemara. In the first verse in front of you, the Megillah says, "Vayichtov Mordechai es advarim ha'ela, vayishlach svarim el kol ha'yudim asher b'chol medinos ha'malach ha'chashverosh, ha'krovim ma'rechotim." Mordechai wrote the laws of Purim and sent them throughout the 127 countries. And included in that was the following command: "Lasososam, from now on, Jews, make the days Yemei Mishta Fisimcha, days of party and rejoicing, Mushlach Manos Ishrayehu, Matanos Levyonim, sending presents a man to his fellow and gifts to the poor." Says the Gemara, no word in the Megillah is to be taken lightly. Source 2, the Gemara Maseches Megillah. Amar Rava, Says Rava, Su'udas Purim Shachol Balayla U'yatzei Deichavoso. A Purim feast, which is eaten at night, does not fulfill a person's requirements. My taima. What's the reason for that? Yemei Mishtavis and Chotziv. It says quite precisely, days of rejoicing and party. Days, of course, means not nights. That is Rava's statement. But even in the days of the Gemara, this is not known to everyone. The Gemara continues, Rav Ashi, Havi Yosef Kamedi Rav Kahana. Rav Ashi was sitting in the Beis Medrash before Rav Kahana. Naga. It was getting dark, getting late. V'osu Rabbanan. And the Talmidei Chachamim, those who had the privilege to live in the Beis Medrash, day in and day out, were noticeably absent on Purim. On the way, Rav Ashi said to Rav Kahana, "My taima v'osu Rabbanan. Why didn't they come? Why didn't the Rabbanan? Why don't Talmidei Chachamim come to Beis Medrash today?" Amalei, he responded, Dilma Tiridi Besudas Purim. Perhaps they're still involved in the Purim meal. Amalei, he responded, involved in the Purim meal? V'lohavil efshar l'melcha ba'urta? Couldn't they have eaten it at night? Amalei, he said back to him, L'shmi Mar, my dear Rebbe, didn't you hear Hadam Arava, Rava's statement? Su'udas Purim, Shachol Ba'Gayla, well, Yotzei Rechavaso. A Purim meal that's eaten at night does not discharge a person's requirements. It seems from the Gemara, quite clearly, open and shut case. May one fulfill his requirement with a Purim meal eaten at night? Clearly not. Although there were Amoraim that thought that perhaps erroneously one could, they just were not aware of Rava's statement. But clearly, Rav is telling us when we do not fulfill his requirement with the Purim Suda at night. If that's true, there's something very perplexing quoted by the Mordechai. The Mordechai, one of the great Rishonim, Mordechai Bar Hillel, was unfortunately murdered in cold blood by the Crusaders. And therefore the Mordechai, it's part of the end of almost every Masechta, has Chidusha Meherav Mordechai. We call him the Mordechai. But it's not edited, because the Crusaders didn't only affect generations before us, they affected us. Whenever someone wants to learn the Mordechai nowadays in the Beis Medrash, he's not privileged to have an edited, completed copy of the Mordechai, because the Crusaders murdered the Mordechai centuries and centuries ago. But the Mordechai quotes the Ravia. Verse 3. Sudas Purim Sh'ocha Balayla, Lo Yotza. Perish Ravia, says the Ravia. Shetzarech Kilele Shabbos V'yomo. On Purim one needs to observe it as Shabbos. One needs to have a night meal and a day meal. Friday night and Shabbos day. Based upon what we saw in the Gemara, does that Ravya seem to make any sense? Of course not. The Gemara said, quite conclusively, Rava tells us, Sudas Purim Shachol Balayla, well, Yatzi Lechavaso. It doesn't work. Why is Ravya telling us we're mandated to have a Purim Suda both at night as well as the day? This is not only our question. The Mordechai quotes that those that heard the Ravya left. Umari of Mordechai Kasav Sheino Maven. He doesn't understand. Dabasrei Kamar of Ashi Havi Yosef Kamedi Rav Kahana. Right after the statement of Rava, we have the story of Rav Ashi and Rav Kahana. And quite clearly, the Gemara concludes that a Purim meal does not work at night at all. Mashma the Suda Achaz Dai. It seems from that quite clearly, all you need is one meal and no more. What does the Rav Yom mean? How can the Rav Yom tell us that a Sudas Purim should be eaten at night as well? Well, we presume in halacha usually the night will belong to the day. That's true. In fact, they point out that the custom in Yadus, whether it's Tereft or Intereft, is really debated in the Rishonim, that the Purim meal begins in the later part of the day and continues until the night. On the other hand, Lahavdil Elef Alfei Avdolos, there's a certain holiday that the Goyim, the crusaders that killed us, the Christians, of course, have a holiday that they have. Usually their observance during the day, but they have one holiday that they observe at midnight, the night before. So in Yiddish folklore, they say that you have to understand where the holidays come from. Of course, the whole idea of Purim was that Haman was killed. Therefore, we're going to observe it like the Goyim. We start it during the day and continue at night. As opposed to their holiday was because of a Jew. And therefore, they start at night, continue through the day. But either way, we presume that the night, of course, of Purim, all kidding aside, the night, of course, is really the main night of Purim. But still, one's not in fulfillment of a requirement with the Purim meal at night. Says the Bach, in an unbelievable demonstration of Talmudic logic, not only could the Rav Yom be correct, the Rav Yom might be the most correct, based upon the exact story in the Gemara. Source 4, Uthinez Daitil Yashiv Divrei Rav Yom. The Sover, Rav Yom understands, Devadai Hasuda HaChashuva Biribli Minim. The meal which was most important, with a lot of delicacies, in El Bayom. Indeed, that should be during the day. Chidmuchach Me'ai Uvda, like we see from the story in the Beis Medrash. That's why the Rabbanim were not in Beis Medrash yet. They were still having the delicious Purim Suda. El Adarav Kahana Kasopadaita. Rav Kahana thought, the Belaila Nami Yotza, that at night a person could be in fulfillment of his or her requirement, im achal hasuda hachashuva balayla, if you eat it at night. Says the Bach, Rav Kahana understood that one should have two meals on Purim, and the choice is yours. If you want to make the bid meal on the night of Purim, you may. You want to make the bid meal on the day of Purim, you may. And therefore, he was concerned these Rabbanim that is supposed to be in Beis Medrash should know to make the Purim Suda at night, the large one. Rav Ashi Mahadoi, Rav Ashi answered to Rav Kahana, no. Midi Rava, from Rava, Delo Yatzei Dechavaso B'Suda Chashuva Shachah B'Layla. One's not in fulfillment of one's requirement if one eats a Purim meal at night, which is large. Eladavka B'Achila B'Yom. One still must eat a big one during the day. It says the Bach, it was given in the story in the Gemara, then indeed, one must have a Purim Suda at night, as well as a Purim Suda during the day. That's obvious. Rav Kahana thought that a person could even have the large one at night, and make the small one during the day. That was his error. And Rav Ashi answered back, no, you need to have one during the day and one during the night, but still, the day one has to be the large one. Do we have a paradigm for this in halacha? Indeed we do. The halacha is, of course, the Rav Yah brought in Leili Shabbos V'Yomo, the night as well as the day. Which Suda is supposed to be bigger? The day meal. On Shabbos. The halacha is that on Shabbos, if you have a choice between having a delicacy at night or during the day, it's better to make the Shabbos day meal larger than the Friday night meal. As the Gemara says, Kvod Yom, Adif Mi Kvod Laila. The day is better than the night. So therefore, according to the Bach, in reality, Rav Kahana understood you should have a meal both during the day and at night. His error was, he thought that the Rabbanan were more lax. You're allowed to have it at night and have the large one at night. And the Gemara answers, no, you're wrong. Just like on Shabbos you need to have the large one during the day, so too, on Purim you have to have the large one during the day. But says the Bach, it's clear from this version of the story, what happened? Do you need to have a Purim Suda at night? Yes. The only mistake was that he thought you could have the large one at night, have a quick one during the day, chop shop, and then come to the base medrash. That was the error. The large one has to be during the day. But you see from the Gemara, instead of being a proof against the Ravya, it seems to be a proof to the Ravya. You should have a large one both during the day and at night. In fact, says the Bach, Hashto Lefizeh, in the bold, in source 4, according to this, Halchiach Ravya, the Ravya proved, the Bal Karchach, you're forced to say, Sarach Liso Dam Balayla, that you have to have a meal at night. Why? The Isa, if it would be true, like everyone else says, the Ain Sarach Liso Balayla Tfal, that there's no need to have a poor meal at night altogether, Heich Tarko Kach Rav Kahana. How could Rav Kahana have made such an error? Obviously, Rav Kahana knew something about the halachas of Purim. Must be Rav Kahana's error was limited. He thought you could have a Purim Suda at night and during the day and make the big one at night, and that's where he was wrong. But say that Rav Kahana thought you need to have a Purim Suda at night instead of during the day is ridiculous. Must be from the Gemara that began as a question on the Ravya. Instead, we see the Ravya emerges victorious. He's correct. You need to have a Purim Suda both at night during the day. We just tweak the halacha. Which one should be larger? Of course, the Purim Suda during the day. In fact, in halacha, this is how we passed him. But before we see this conclusion in halacha, in source 5, the Beis Yosef quotes another way of answering the Ravya. Beis Yosef does not quote this to answer the Ravya, he just quotes this as an explanation of the Gemara. But with the Gemara, we can understand the Ravya. When I turn away from the microphone, can you see people still here? You can hear on both sides? Not as well? Okay, thank you. I'm used to speaking from the pulpit on Shabbos, so having a microphone here is a treat. The Beis Yosef quotes from the Archos Chaim, Sudas Purim, Sh'ocha Balayla Yetzin Echavaso. What does that mean? Yesh Mefarshim, some explain, what is the limit? What may one not do at night? All it means is Ke'en Laila. You can't have it in conditions that are like night. She'en Avuka Kenevdo, Derek Simcha V'Yom Tov. There's no large torch, there's no lights, there's no Simcha provided by illumination. That's what it means. It doesn't mean the time, day as opposed to night. Says the Beis Yosef in the Archos Chaim, one of the Rishonim, the only rule that one has as far as Purim Suda is not time related. It means one can't have the Purim Suda in dim conditions. One's supposed to be happy on Purim. It should be light, illuminated, cheerful and happy. According to that understanding of the Gemara, if that's all the Gemara means, Sudas Purim Sh'ocha B'Layla means Purim Suda that's eaten in the dark, then of course may one have a Purim Suda only at night? In theory, yes. Of course we don't passion that way, but that's one suggestion the Beis Yosef quotes. It's interesting to note that's not something which is totally dismissed in halacha. The minhag in Ashkenazi communities is to have Pidyon HaBen only during the day. Although in halacha, there's no requirement for that. Bris Milah is during the day. But Pidyon HaBen, according to the Gemara, could be both day and night. Yet the minhag in Ashkenazi communities is only to have it during the day. And there are various reasons quoted for this minhag. One of the reasons, the postman discussed, is that part of Pidyon HaBen is, of course, the meal. And one only enjoys a meal when one can see what one is eating. In days where it was hard to have, where there was no electric illumination, if a Suda on Pidyon HaBen was at night, people wouldn't really enjoy it. And therefore the minhag was to have a Suda on Pidyon HaBen only during the day. That's the Ashkenazic custom. Sfaradim have it at night all the time. Because in halacha that's totally fine. But that is one explanation for this mysterious Ashkenazic minhag. So we do see the idea, although we don't hold it as far as Purim, that a Purim Suda that a person has at night might just mean not to have it when it's dark. As we don't have Pidyon HaBen even now when it's dark, because one might not appreciate the meal as much if she can't see what she's eating. Halacha Maisim Source 6, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, Sudas Purim Sh'asa B'Layla. If a person makes the Sudas Purim only at night, Lo Yatzei Lechavaso. One is not fulfillment of his or her requirements. Nevertheless, says the Ramah, we call makom gam balayla, night as well. Yismach v'yar b'ketzas b'suda. Person should be happy. They have a little bit more of a meal. Where does it come from? At least the raviyah. Why not? Very little to lose and all to gain. Although one's not going to fulfill one's requirements if she has a Purim Suda at night, you might as well have it as well. The raviyah says, Kilele Shabbos v'yomo. Like the night of Shabbos and the day, at least have it on the night as well as during the day. This is the minhag in many communities. They try to have a Purim Suda at night, not necessarily as big as during the day, but at least some Suda on Purim at night. Why not? Be choshesh for those opinions in the Rishonim. But clearly, as far as our discussion, when it's Friday, is that an option? May one have the Purim Suda at night alone? Make Friday much easier in terms of preparation for Shabbos and Mishloach Manos? Clearly not. The Gemara says, that's what we pass on Shulchan Aruch, maybe it's nice to have one at night, but night alone will not work. So that's Purim Shalcha B'layla, L'yotza Yidei Chavasa. If so, we're left with trying to figure out the most optimal time to have it during the day. And again, there are pragmatic concerns as far as Shalcha Manos, as well as halakhic concerns. Let's address the halakhic part of when to have a Purim Suda during the day. Says the Beis Yosef, there are two minhagim found in the earlier Rishonim as to when to have the Purim Suda this year on Friday. Because of Odsham, source 7, Purim Shechalios Erev Shabbos, Purim which turns out to be Erev Shabbos, source number, minhag number 1, Avdinan Sudas Purim Yibod Yom, we make the Purim meal during the day and continue to the night. Uvalayla tzvichinim l'kdushay. As we continue the Purim meal straight into the night, we need to stop to make kiddush. V'tzvichin nami l'mitzah midi baser kiddusha. We need to ingest something as well after kiddush. Start Purim Suda as normal, very late, and continue to have it until Shabbos. Just stop for Kiddush. Custom number 2. Sorry? It's a very good question. The halacha then would be, minyan would be later, you daven ma'ariv later. And the halacha would be that you need to have a shomer. The halacha is in general, before a person davens ma'ariv, to have a big meal, a person should have a shomer, a person to watch to make sure he doesn't forget to daven ma'ariv. In fact, in many weddings, the custom is to have ma'ariv, let's say right after the chuppah. That's not only a matter of convenience. In halacha, there's a question about if one can have regular supper before ma'ariv. But certainly, suda gadola, a big meal such as a wedding meal, one should not have before ma'ariv, unless one has watch or a double watchman. Rabbi Willard often points out that nowadays we have, even better, we have an alarm. Now we have so many alarms. Everything on you beeps. You have a cell phone and a palm, a BlackBerry, a watch. So if you have enough things to remind you, one can indeed perhaps have the wedding meal before ma'ariv. But in this case, a person should have either an alarm clock or a shomer, a watchman, to make sure he doesn't forget. The second custom is v'yesh she'osim sudasam baboker. Some make the Purim meal during the day. V'akol l'fi haminog. Depends on your custom. Beis Yosef is not machria, doesn't tell us what to do, but he tells us there are different options. Interestingly, the Beis Yosef, of course, wrote the Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, he's reticent. He doesn't tell us anything about what to do on Purim, which is Erev Shabbos. We do have the Ramah. Ramah, of course, who was written chiefly for Ashkenazim, does tell us in source 8, Shechal Purim Yom Shishi, when Purim turns out on Friday, Yasu Hasuda V'Shachris. Make the meal in the morning. Shachris, literally translated, means the morning. Mishum Kavod Shabbos. Because of the honor of Shabbos. The Rishonim explain on the Gemara, what does it mean to Mishum Kavod Shabbos? Various interpretations. The simple reason is, one is supposed to eat the Shabbos meal when one is hungry. When one is excited to have the Shabbos meal, lechem mishneh, meatballs, stuffed cabbage perhaps, the filter fish, if these things make your mouth water, then you're fulfilling Shu'ud HaShabbos and Chatila. But if you fetch and say, "Oy, I'm so full," that's not so tough a Shabbos. Other Rishonim say the idea of Tavah Shabbos means that if you're having revelry the entire Purim, the entire day, and any Erev Shabbos, you can't really prepare for Shabbos. All ideas of Tavah Shabbos. Says the Ramah, therefore, when Purim comes out on Erev Shabbos, make Pesudah B'Shabbos. What does it mean, though? What is the parameters of Shabbos? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Hainu kodem chatzos hayom chatzila, before midday. This year, it's the first Purim after we changed the clocks, the new way of changing the clocks, so Purim Suda, even if it would be even Friday, is very long. Chatzos is 1:03, this Purim. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, one should start the Purim Suda before 1:03 p.m. on Friday. Pretty late. So no one talks about Rov, no one talks about anything to do with Rov or finishing. It's interesting. It seems that people presume this Purim Suda is only going to be finite, it won't continue for many hours. So they address the starting and presume you'll end with Seichel. But none of the postmen discuss when you have to end. Mishnah Berurah says, specifically before Chatzos. Sounds easy. It's somewhat of a well-known halacha. What's not known about this Mishnah Berurah is that there seems to be no source whatsoever for saying that one must start the Purim meal before Chatzos. None of the Chesed postmen discussed where the Ramah gets this from, where the Mishnah Berurah gets this from. All we have is one clue. What's the clue? The Ramah says, Sudas Purim must be B'Shachris. Shachris usually means the morning. So perhaps the Mishnah Berurah understands Shachris orderly, the morning. But there's no one that says that the word Shachris specifically means the morning. In fact, the next source, when you turn the page, on source 10, the Yad Ephraim, written by Ephraim Zalman Margolius from Brod, from Brody, was an unbelievable testimony. His life was an unbelievable testimony to the life, perhaps someone called nowadays, Torah Mada. He was a very prolific author. Wrote Shuvos, Beis Ephraim, Hadros L'Shulchan Aruch, Yad Ephraim, wrote, together with his brother, the compendium called Shari Tshuva on Aruch Chaim, which is printed in every Shulchan Aruch, which digests many Shuvos on top of the rest of the Shulchan Aruch. Yet, professionally, he was a businessman. He was a Talmid Chacham Muflog, Posek, but he was not a Rav. Yes. Yad Ephraim was in the 18th century. He was born in 17, passed away in 18th to 19th century. And says the Yad Ephraim, just quoting, something which is not a chiddush, an earlier source for when one should have the Purim Suda. Because of B'Shuvas Maharil. Maharil was one of the great Ashkenazi poskim. In fact, we're in Washington Heights, in Breuer's, a few blocks away. There are many customs that they have that are not quoted at all in Shulchan Aruch. And often, if you ask a person who has the beauty of having the Breuer's Masorah, where does this come from? They often explain, this is from the Maharil. It never made it into the Shulchan Aruch, but it's directly quoted from the Maharil. But some customs of the Maharil, one of the great Ashkenazi poskim, indeed do make it to the Shulchan Aruch. Even those that don't, sometimes are perpetuated by the Breuer's community till this day. But this one makes into the Shulchan Aruch. Because of the Tshuvas Maharil, says the Maharil, Hainu Kodem Sha'a Asiris, before the beginning of the Halachic 10th hour, which is this year, on Purim, 4:06 p.m. Very, very late. Some people, before the clocks change, started the Purim Suda every year on Purim before 4 o'clock. But says the Maharil, what does it mean a person should have the Suda's Purim early? Have it prior to 4:06 p.m., the end of the 9th hour, the beginning of the 10th hour. Yes, talking about Erev Shabbos, this is the he's saying the Maril was not quoted by the Ramah. Maril was before the Ramah. But the Maril is saying, if you look at that source, when should a person have the Purim Suda? Before the 10th hour. And therefore, it's very possible, when the Ramah says before Shacharis, what does Shacharis mean? He's not talking about when you daven Shacharis, which of course has to be the morning. What does Shacharis mean? Could mean early, as opposed to the prevalent minhag to have the Purim Suda very, very late. To continue until the night, Shacharis would mean before the 10th hour, when it's day, not necessarily night. So Pashrach usually means, there's no halacha of Pashrach, but that's an etza, that a person should have breakfast in the morning. That usually means the morning. Breakfast usually is of champions, it's always be in the morning, we presume. That's a question. So where is this Ramah coming from? Where does the idea of Shacharis come from altogether? And where do we get the definition of Shacharis? So the first part, where the Ramah gets it from, that was the Beis Yosef. He's actually quoting the Beis Yosef on page 7, that says, Baboker. Again, morning. Boker means morning. So it's very possible Mishnah Berurah is just translating. In the Mishnah Berurah's eyes, he's not telling us a chiddush. The word boker, the word Shacharis, means morning. Yet we see in earlier sources, perhaps it could be prior to Shah Asiris, prior to 406. No, they could be the same. The question is, does the word Shacharis and boker here mean a literal word that has to be before Chatzos? No one quotes the idea before the Mishnah Berurah, except for Yaakov Emden in one source. Morning. That's morning. Every day. That means every day. Okay. So you're being even more macro than the Ramah. So you're saying you have to have it daven vasitin and start very early. It's possible. I mean, you're more up in the Mishnah Berurah, meaning that Ramah could even mean that. We'll see, perhaps you're right. But the two sources we have on the table that are going to give a specific timeline is either the Ramah that says Boker, ambiguous Mishnah Berurah says it means Chatzos, and the Maril that says 10th hour. For this, in order to really understand this, we have to explore not the halachos of Purim, but the first halachos of Shabbos. Because the Gemara says a person can never have a Purim Suda, a Suda on Friday. In reality, this is a complex problem in the Gemara. The Gemara, perhaps the most famous parak in all of Maseches Pesachim, is Maseches Arvei Pesachim. Maseches Arvei Pesachim talks about the halachos of Erev Pesach, tells us, Erev Pesach, a person must not have a meal as Pesach's coming, in order to eat matzah with Teyavim, to enjoy the matzah. The Gemara then, Maseches Pesachim, beginning of the parak, Arvei Pesachim, the 10th parak, the last parak of Maseches Pesachim, quotes a machlokes between the Tanaim. Is that a din only in Erev Pesach, or every Erev Shabbos? And the halacha is, we paskin, the Gemara says, quite clearly, there's nothing abstract about it. The Gemara says, we paskin, may a person have a Suda on Erev Shabbos? Yes. Only Erev Pesach, one has a problem. There's the additional mandate of matzah. Without matzah though, a person may have a Suda on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif. But the Rishonim are perplexed, because the Gemara in Gittin tells a terrible story. The Gemara in Gittin talks about a family that was very, very wealthy, that lived in Yerushalayim, and they made a meal, a huge meal, every Friday, and that family met an untimely end. The entire family died out, because they were not Mechabit Shabbos. So the Rishonim are perplexed. I don't understand. If you're allowed to have a Purim Suda, you're allowed to have a Suda on Erev Shabbos, why did that family get punished? How are they Mezalzel in Kavod Shabbos? What was wrong? And the Rambam tells us to compromise. A regular meal that you're allowed to have, a regular meal that you have normally, you can have on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontif. But a big meal, a meal which might rival the Suda of Shabbos itself, should not be at an Erev Shabbos. It's not right. You're showing that every day is Shabbos to you. Especially Erev Shabbos, what a patch it is to Shabbos. And therefore, first of all, your stomach's going to be full. And you show you don't really care about Shabbos. That's why this family was punished. And the halacha then is that a person may have a regular meal, you can even wash according to the strict letter of the law. There's a midas chasidus not to. You're allowed to wash 4 o'clock in the afternoon, 6 o'clock in the afternoon on Erev Shabbos. Have a regular lunch. To have a big meal though, is off limits, says the Rambam, quote in Shulchan Aruch, the entire Erev Shabbos. That's how we reconcile this contradiction. Of course, a regular meal one may have. But a large meal, one that's the equivalent of Shabbos itself, one may not have on Erev Shabbos. This is how we pass it in Source 11 in Shulchan Aruch. Also, with Vav Erev Shabbos, Suda Umishte, She'in Uradil Bimei HaChol. A person is prohibited to have a meal which he doesn't normally have during the week. Mipnei Kavod Shabbos. Because of Kavod Shabbos. She'etanes Shabbos, She'utayv Lechol. The person should enter Shabbos when he's hungry. V'chol Hayom V'chol HaEsr. The entire day is included in the prohibition. Again, like that family in Yerushalayim. To have a big meal on Erev Shabbos is off limits. Says, yeah, Erev Shabbos meaning, yes, the entire day is Erev Shabbos. Friday. On Friday, a person may not have a meal the entire Friday. Says the Ramah, of course, this will be riddled with halakhic problems. There are some meals that you have no choice to have, such as, what's the best example? Halakha meal, you must have an Erev Shabbos aside from Purim. Something that you can't plan. Bris! Says the Ramah, Fasuda Shizman of Erev Shabbos, a meal which has to be Erev Shabbos, could own Bris Mila, such as a Bris, of Pidin HaBen. You can't plan when a Pidin HaBen should be. It has to be after 30 days are completed. Mutter, that's permissible. Kainirali, that's my opinion, says the Ramah, and that is the established custom in all communities to have a halachic meal that one must have on Friday as well. But there, says the Magen Avraham, the same caveat we saw as far as Purim meal. Source 12, Bach Kasav, the mitzvah lahasfil, it's a mitzvah to start, kodem sha'a asiris. Before the end of the ninth hour, before the tenth hour, before, again, what would be this Friday of Purim, 4:06 p.m. So it would seem that we should pass like the Magen Avraham. Yet the Mishnah Berurah, in a very curious source, says again, well, the Bach can't really mean 4:06. He must really mean Chatzos. Look in the halacha of Sudas Purim. Sudas Purim should be before Chatzos, and therefore this should be before Chatzos as well. Now in the Mishnah, we would say, Arvach, Arvaboy. Your guarantor needs a guarantor. Which means when a person borrows money, if I borrow money from you, and I say, if I can't pay back, they'll come to collect from you, but if you unfortunately would be penniless, what are you as a guarantor? You need someone else to guarantee your creditworthiness. Arvach, arvachloi. Here we need the source that the Mishnah Berurah is quoting needs to be bolstered as well. The Mishnah Berurah says, on putting a ben or bris milah should be before chatzos. Even though the box says before the 10th hour, it doesn't really mean that. It means before Chatzos, just like as we see in Sudas Purim. The problem is, no one says it in Sudas Purim. Where does it come from? And therefore, I think the answer is Pashut, an answer which none of the classic posts quote. But if you look into the halachos of Sudas Erev Shabbos, Friday meals, it seems simple. When the Rambam says this halacha that we saw in Shulchan Aruch, quoting from the Rambam, that a person should not have a big meal on Erev Shabbos, there's a lone dissenter. Who is the most famous dissenter on the Rambam? On the pages of the Rambam? The Ravid. Says the Ravid, called Baal HaSados, the person who critiques the Rambam in many ways, many places in Mishnah Torah, in the Rambam's magnum opus, says the Ravid, the next source, 13, Aleph Aleph, Omer Avram, I say, of Avram ben David, Avram says, Davka Shasuritboa Mechatzos Ulamala. What is the prohibition of making a big meal on any Erev Shabbos? Only from when? From Chatzos. So you have to have it in the morning. So according to most Rishonim, the Bach might be correct. Sudas Purim, or any meal on Erev Shabbos, maybe until the beginning of the 10th hour, 4 o'clock, 4:06 p.m. But if you have a choice, a priori, why not schedule your Purim? Why not schedule your bris? Why not schedule your Pesach Ben to be in accordance with the Ravid as well? The Ravid says, have it before Chatzos. And therefore you're right. If you are in a bind and you want to have it before Shah Asiris, may you do so? Of course. But if you have a choice, why not be Yosef, the opinion of the Ravid, that says you should do it before Chatzos? For sure. In fact, we even presume that if a person is really tired with Shalach Manos, it's important in life not to be crazy. If a person is going to be totally crazy and the kids are coming out of their seats in the car, you put them in one time and the other kid jumps out and you have all these things you have to do on Erev Purim, you're trying to get to the Purim which is 2 hours away and then you end up getting to 2 o'clock, don't worry because he has a chumrah to it before Chatzos. Even Mishmur wrote L'chatzila. Mishmur is not saying that's a mandate. He's saying if you can plan your Purim the best way possible, try to do it before Chatzos. So now we have two sources for the Mishnah Berurah. Number one, the death of the word, Boker or Shachris, seems to imply mourning. But number two, the Ravid's opinion, indeed, quoted in the Rambam, that any meal that a person has on Erev Shabbos should be Bachatzos. Others point out the point of the Mishnah Berurah just is Seichel. What's the reason not to have a large meal Erev Shabbos? You don't want to be hungry. You want to be hungry for the Shabbos meal. So you have to know yourself. People know themselves. If you're going to be stuffed, if you have a meal later, have it in the morning. You don't need to stand on your head trying to figure out before Chatzos. It's Parshat Seichel. So we have three explanations for the Mishnah Berurah. Number one, Seichel. Don't be full. Number two, the word in the realm of Boker. Number three, the concept of Chatzos in the right. So you should, if that's true, if you're starting at 4:06, let's say the times when last year when the clocks were not so late. If you start, let's say, in the threes, you should have a shorter suda in theory. You should use your seichel and try not to end it right before Shabbos, according to this custom. But if you have no choice, we'll see there's one other option, even if you didn't start it before the 10th hour, there's one other option, which we saw already in the Beis Yosef, to start and go straight. Let's explore, on the other hand, the idea of the 10th hour. Before the 10th hour, where does that come from? So we saw, of course, that's a standard approach to Maril, to Bach, that say that even if you're going to have a Suda, such as Bris Mil or Pitin Aben, you may have it before the 10th hour. But in the Sefer Imrei Baruch, source 14, this is a Sefer written by Yedidi HaRav Baruch Simon, one of the beautiful Rashi Yeshiva, Rav Yeshiva, and it's on a personal note, it's always supposed to quote Sefer Imrei Baruch on Sefer Shemos, because this Sefer was dedicated to the Uli of the Neshama, of my dear mother, Zichrono Levracha. So Simon quotes Sefer Imrei Baruch, sources that are a little bit more esoteric, Hasidic sources. Re'isi b'svarim hakadoshim, b'sefer hakadosh shevet miYehuda. Rav hakadosh Rabbi Avram Eder Zatzal, Rabbi Avram Eder, grandson of Rabbi Kiva Eder, stripped to the bold, shechet Adam harishon, Adam's chet on Erev Shabbos, eating from the Eitz Hadas, was B'Shah Asiris. The Medrash tells us, Adam ate Eitz Hadas, Adam was created on Erev Shabbos, and every hour the Medrash goes through what he did. The chait of the Eitz Hadas was on Erev Shabbos after 4:06 p.m., the beginning of the 10th hour. And therefore, said the Chassidish Rebbe, to understand things on a totally different level, a person should have the Purim Suda specifically on Erev Shabbos before the 10th hour, so you're not eating during the time that man ate for the first time with iniquity. We want to make sure that you're eating a time which is B'Kedusha V'Tahara, not a time that thousands of years ago, the first time man ever ate a Suda, man erred. So we presume if you start Shabbos, it's already too late. It's already Shabbos. It's a new idea. But you shouldn't eat. That's the Chassidish Rebbe said. You shouldn't eat Erev Shabbos after the 10th hour. And is this an idea which this idea should apply to Din HaBen or anything you have after the Shah Asiris? But Simon points out very beautifully that this halacha, according to the Chassidish Rebbe, might have unique significance on Erev Purim, on Purim, which is Erev Shabbos. The Gemara says in Torah 16, Haman min haTorah minayin. Where is Haman hinted to in the Torah? Says the Gemara, very enigmatically, Hamin ha'etz. Reference to the source 17, Pasuk in Bereishis. Vayomer, Hashem said to Adam, Mihidid l'cha, who told you, Adam, ki eromata, that you are not dressed? Hamin ha'etz. Did you eat from the tree which I told you not to asher? Did you eat from the tree which I told you not to eat? Hamin ha'etz. Hey Memnun. That can also spell Haman. And the Gemara Kamara, what's the connection? Hamin ha'etz and Haman? Says Rav Aaron Cutler, as well as other darshanim, the chait of Adam Rishon was unbelievable. Adam had the entire world in the palm of his hand. He could eat from any tree he wanted in the entire world. He was literally in Gan Eden. How lucky he was. There was one caveat. One tree, Adam, said HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you shouldn't eat from. Was that okay? Adam was not able to withstand, unfortunately, that nisayon. And that midah, the midah of wanting everything in the world, of willing to stop at nothing, till you have the entire world literally in the palm of your hands, was the midah perpetuated by Haman HaRasha. Says Haman, I might be Mishnah L'melech, I might be number two, Tachashverosh, who ruled over the entire world, 127 countries. It says Haman, Kol zeh einenu shoveli. It's worth nothing to me if I see Mordechai HaYehudi at the Shar HaMelech, standing at the gates, not bowing to me. The entire world bowed to you, Haman. Kol zeh einenu shoveli. I don't care. And therefore, the chait of Adam has unique significance, specifically on Erev Purim, on Purim, which is Erev Shabbos, when they have the opportunity, instead of saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kozein in the Shavali, I'm going to perpetuate Adam's Midah, Haman's Midah, and say that I don't care. Instead, I'll be misakin it. I'll thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mishnah V'Simcha. We thank Hashem for all the Nisim that He does for us. Al Nisim, Al Niflos, even though life might not be perfect. We thank Hashem for the Brachos, and start to see this specifically Erev Shabbos, before the time that Adam made the mistake, to show we're not, that if we were Adam now, Adam would not make the mistake. We create an environment that we thank Hashem for the brachos. We think about what Hashem gives us, instead of chas v'shalom, saying kol zeh einenu shoveli, the midah of Adam, the midah of Haman. So far, we've explored the prevalent Ashkenazic custom of having the Suda's Purim, according to Mishnah Berurah, ideally, before Chatzos, but there's nothing to worry about if you have it before 406. There was another custom quoted in the Beis Yosef. The halacha, which is explained by the Gemara in source 18, whenever a person has a suda by mistake on every Erev Shabbos, in hiskel mi'od yom, the person washed on Erev Shabbos a few minutes before Shabbos and was still continuing to eat, he realizes, oh no, Shabbos is here. As soon as Shabbos comes in, tzarech lahafsik, you have to stop eating. Why do you have to stop eating? Because on Shabbos, the only way to eat, of course, is with Kiddush. Horis mapa, you spread a cloth. What do you spread a cloth on? The challahs. So you now have new lechem mishnah that are brought specifically to kavod Shabbos, umekadesh. Then you make Kiddush. Says the halacha. The person is going to find himself in a situation where he's prolonging his meal anytime, any Friday. Make sure that the meal stop, make Kiddush, lechem mishnah, and then continue eating. So the halacha is, in Shulchan Aruch we pasuken, it's a machlokes rishonim, halacha is you don't need to wash again, but you do need to make a new hamotzi. Ironically, you don't make a new hadafin. The only time Kiddush happens without hadafin, but you do make a new hamotzi. The reason the postman points out, the Rush says, the reason you make a hamotzi is that there is a time between the beginning of the meal and the end of the meal that you are not able to eat. Why are you not able to eat? Because you had to make Kiddush. Now, we can't say you weren't able to drink, because we were able to drink, of course, you have to make Kiddush. We want you to drink for Kiddush. So there were 2 minutes you couldn't eat, but there was no time you couldn't drink. And therefore, you don't make a new hadafen necessarily, but you do make, we pass, you don't make a new hadafen, you do make a new hamotzi. According to this, we have a very valid option. Why not start the prayer meal at normal time? Start at 6:30. Continue going straight until the time for Kiddush. Stop. Make Kiddush. Don't say Agafen. Make a new Hamotzi. Continue for the Shabbos meal. In fact, that's a custom quoted. Many people do it now. That's a custom quoted in the Beis Yosef. Why do we frown on that minhag? There seem to be two reasons, perhaps, that we frown on the minhag. It's not the prevalent minhag in Ashkenazi communities. The first reason, of course, is that, indeed, if a person is stuck and he notices that his meal is continuing, it's Shabbos already, the halacha is, this is what you should do. But is that an ideal? Should a person ideally start a meal right before Shabbos to continue into Shabbos? No, why not? We explained, covered Shabbos. A person still should have the Shabbos meal when one is going to eat it with gusto. A person should have the Shabbos meal, the Friday meal that a person can prepare for Shabbos. So it might be the Gemara is only telling us a b'dievet situation, what you do, but it's not ideal. The problem with that is that the Gemara talks about a story that there were Amoraim that once, not on Purim, they once were eating a meal and Shabbos came in and they were Paris Makot Mekadosh. So the question is either they had no choice, or perhaps that was in a certain situation, we don't necessarily say we have to do it ideally. But it seems at least one might make a case to say that Paris Makot Mekadosh might be an option, but not ideal because we still are going to have the expense of Shabbos. There's a beautiful sefer called Purim Shechal Yos Be'erev Shabbos, written by a person in Eretz Israel. He suggests another reason we don't do Purim, we don't have the Purim meal in this fashion, which is that I mentioned there's a machlokes as far as what one does with the hamotzi and what one does with hagafen. In halacha we pass and you don't make the hagafen, and you do make hamotzi. But they're both machlokes rishonim. So, says the sefer, Purim Shechal Yos Be'erev Shabbos, why bother getting involved in a machlokes of Rishonim, if you have no choice? Yeah, so if you're stuck, of course you should have the Purim Suda and continue into the night. But why bother? If that Hamotzi that you make might be a Safed Brachos, that Hagafen that you don't make might be a Safed Brachos, why bother getting involved? Don't be Paris Mako Umakadish. Nevertheless, there are many, Yirei Mishraim, many that have this custom, and both, you saw them in Bahari Kodesh, both are well explained. The question is, if a person is having the Purim Suda on Friday, continuing into Friday night, you actually now are going to have 2 days, Purim and Shushan Purim. Do you say Al Nisim? This question for many people applies every year. Do you say Al Nisim at the end of a Purim Suda, which continues way into the night? It says that those Maimonios in Source 19, these are Ashkenazic additions to the Rambam's Mishnah Torah. You need to make Al Nisim in benching, and says the Hados Maimonios, why? Rav Sali Shal Shabbos B'Motzai Shabbos. Rav davened the Shabbos davening on Motzai Shabbos. If Rav davened the Shabbos davening on Motzai Shabbos, we should say Al Nisim, which is from Purim, on Shabbos as well. Seems like an open shut case. Rav Sali Shal Shabbos B'Erev Shabbos. Rav davened, Sali means daven. Rav davened the Shabbos davening Motzai Shabbos. The problem is, where is this Gemara, the Rav Sali Shal Shabbos B'Erev Shabbos? If there's silence in this room, it's with good reason. Because there is no such Gemara. How can we say Rav Sali Shal Shabbos Motzai Shabbos is the source? Rav Davin the Shabbos davening on Motzai Shabbos. The Gemara doesn't say that. All the Gemara says is that an idea that we know, Rav Sali, Rav Davin Shal Shabbos, the Erev Shabbos. Rav made early Shabbos sometimes. Rav Davin the Shabbos davening on Erev Shabbos. Rav never davened Shabbos, Motzai Shabbos. You can't do that. Where is this Hados Maimonides coming from? And the postim are astounded. They don't know where this Hados Maimonides is quoting. There's no Gemara. The answer, perhaps, is based on the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon tries to explain why it is that a person makes Al Nisim on a benching, which is after Friday night, after Shpurim on Friday night, and says the Vilna Gaon, not addressing the Hados Maimonides directly, in Source 20, we have one time, Tfilas Ni'ila Poteres Es Shel Arvis. The davening of Ni'ila is a way for a person to daven Shabbos, davening after Shabbos. When a person says Ni'ila, let's say we daven Arminov's daven Ni'ila, and it's way into the night when we say Ni'ila. And if Yom Kippur is Shabbos, what do we say in Ni'ila? Do we mention Shabbos? Yes. Says the Vilna Gaon, we do have a paradigm for davening, a Shabbos davening, and Motzei Shabbos. Perhaps, and that's the source of the Rosh Maimonides as well. Rav davens the Shabbos davening and Motzei Shabbos. Therefore, our Nisan that we say on Erev Purim, on Purim, will continue into Friday night as well. How often do we do Pashtun this way? We daven, the Purim davening, we say Al Nisim, even if you continue your Purim Suda way into the night, even if it's Friday night, and you might have to say Ritzei perhaps, you don't have to still say Al Nisim either as well, or instead of Ritzei. What if a person is drunk? And this whole discussion was so exciting, he was machmir. Started in the morning, drink after drink after drink, now it's already way into Friday night, and he is in perhaps the best place to be for some people on Friday night, his bed. He wakes up groggy Shabbos morning and sees, oh no, I didn't eat at all last night. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Source 21, in what Kiddush Belayla, a person did not make Kiddush at night, ben Meshogad ben Amazed. Yesh lo Tushim L'machar Kol Yom. You can make Kiddush again on Shabbos day. V'omer Kol Kiddush Shalayla Milvad Vayechulu. You say the entire Kiddush of Friday night, you just don't say Vayechulu. Vayechulu was specifically said to testify that God created the world as Shabbos is coming in, you don't say that. But if a person misses, for some reason, Kiddush on Friday night, make Kiddush Shabbos day as if you are going to turn Shabbos into Friday night. Not recommended. Just to know, if in case you're stuck, that's the halacha. So we saw, based upon the traditional sources, the night, one should have a Purim Suda, but it's not ideal. And one definitely cannot be fulfilling one's requirements by the night Suda and Purim. What about during the day? Rama says Baboker, which is a little bit ambiguous. According to some opinions, the word baboker means a person should have it early in the morning, chatzos. Mishabura says that. We explain two reasons for that. Perhaps baboker just means baboker, that's in the morning. Or a little bit more rigorously, the opinion of the Ravid. It says you should always have it chatzos. Nevertheless, the Maril, Mishabura says one can definitely rely on this. It's not so b'dievet. It's if one is not able to be super chatzila, one can have it until 4:06 can start. 4:06 p.m. and on. There is Simon's beautiful idea from the Chassidus Rebbe is that we are going to counteract Hamin Ha'etz, Haman's idea of not being posed in Enosho Veli. But there are other customs that have, communities that are accustomed to be Paris Mapo Makadesh, to have, to turn from Friday into Friday night, to stop, don't make Hamotzi, don't make Hadofen and Kiddush, just make Kiddush without the Hadofen and make Hamotzi. It's an option. Do say Al Anisim. And then if a person, Rahman Al Tzlan, forgets altogether, then a person should make Kiddush on Shabbos day. We should be zochah b'ezras Hashem to all be together in Yerushalayim, Yer HaKadosh, b'mehira. Chazal tell us that even with Mashiach coming, Purim will still be, lo yosuf nizaharam, Purim will always be there. We should be zochah to dance in Yerushalayim, Yer HaKadosh, b'mehira v'meinu, and celebrate Purim the way it should be.